Well, when you hear that sound, it's time to wrap up Dave's record collection. Thanks for joining me this evening. Once again, Albert Collins with Harris County lineup to close things off. Stay tuned for Mortuary Mosh Pit, by the way. Noah's here, so he's going to take care of you tonight for another hour or so. Gretchen Peters on a bus to St. Cloud from The Secret of Life leading us off. Hazeldine with Allergic to Love with How Bees Fly from 1993 before that. Mary Gaucher covering Nancy Griffith from a collection called More Than a Whisper, celebrating the music of Nancy Griffith. And she's doing the title track there. Kelly Hogan along with the Pine Valley Cosmonauts from the Bloodshot label. Whispering Pines, the cover of the band tune from Beneath the Country Underdog. The Sadies with Whispering Circles from Darker Circles from 2010. And we opened the set with Fleetwood Mac with Hypnotized when Bob Welch was in the band in 1973 from Mystery to Me. Folks, have a great week, and I'll see you next week for another edition of Dave's Record Collection. Stay tuned for Mortuary Mosh Pit. Again, WMUC-FM, College Park, 90.5 FM. Stay tuned.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
While you're outside exercising in the sun and fresh air, make sure to check yourself for ticks after being in woodsy areas like the Paint Branch Trail. Tick bites can cause a serious illness called Lyme disease, which is highly preventable and treatable if caught early. Maryland is in the top 15 states with the highest number of reported Lyme disease cases. The best way to deal with this illness is to prevent it, so avoid going off trail into the woods, and if you have to, make sure to check yourself afterwards for ticks or signs of bites, which usually appear as red bullseyes. If you feel any potential Lyme disease symptoms, like a rash, fever, joint pain, or muscle aches, immediately go to the University Health Center. Don't let this stop you from enjoying the great outdoors. Just be alert when you're outside and prevent this infection.
Hello.
Hello? Dave?
Yeah, this is Dave. Who is it?
When I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21, you know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M. A-N, Maine. All you pretty women, talk to you, baby, in an hour's time. I'm a man, spell M A N, man. Going back down to Kansas soon. Bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror. My man, spell him A N, man. Never miss the way I make love to them. They can't resist. I'm a man. I spell M A N.
Man ain't supposed to live alone. No, that ain't what he needs. He needs to find a home with someone else who needs a man. Man who needs a home. Man wasn't made to live
Columbus.
Yes, Malarkey?
The men haven't eaten in days, sir.
Yes, my lord.
Captain, I don't think you fully understand. I said the men have not eaten in days now.
I heard you, Malarkey. Thank you.
Captain, you've gone quite mad. I'm telling you for the last time, the men have not eaten in days.
Well, force them. You've plenty of men, haven't you?
Plenty, sir.
Plenty of what, sir?
Men, sir.
What?
Men.
What?
Men.
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 Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men.
It's great to be on a ship with men and sail across the sea. Oh, we don't know where we'll land or when, but it's great to be with men.
It's great to be with men.
'Cause men can sweat and men can stink and no one seems to care. Oh, we'll throw the dishes in the sink and clog the drain with hair. Oh,
clog the drain with hair. Oh, men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. So batten down the ladies' room. There's no one here but men.
Men, 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 men.
There's men above, there's men below, there's men down in the galley, there's Butch,
and Fife,
and Buzz,
and Biff,
and one guy we call Sally,
and one guy we call Sally. Men, 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 it's a ship all filled with men. You'll never have to lift a seat, there's no one here but men.
Men, 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 men.
We're men and friends until the end, and none of us are sissies. At night we sleep in separate beds and blow each other kisses.
And blow each other kisses. Men, 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 it's a ship all filled with men. So throw your rubbers overboard, there's no one here but men.
Sinking, and they lower the lifeboats and hand out the life jackets. The men keep on their coats. The women and the children are the ones who must go first, and the man who tries to save his skin's a coward and is cursed. Every man's a sailor, men know how to drown. Man the lifeboats if there's room, otherwise go down. It's the same when there's a war on. It's the men who go to fight. The women are civilians. If they're killed, it's not right. Men kill men in uniform. That's the way war goes. If they run, they're cowards. When they stay, they are heroes. Every man's a general. Men go off to war. A battlefield's a man's world. Cannon fodder's what he's for. It's the men who have the power. It's the men who have the might. And the world's a place of horror, 'cause each man thinks he's right. A man's home is his castle, so the family let him in. But what's important in that kingdom is the women, the children. Husband and a father, every man's a king. But he's really just a drone, gathers no honey, has no sting. Have pity on the general, king and the captain. They know they're expendable, after all, they're men.
I shiver and shake every morning I wake to the roar of the trains overhead. I got a newspaper floor and a towel for a dog, and there's things crawling round in my bed. The facilities are free at the ship hostelry for the football supporters of Bay. And I'm losing my mind in the great left behind. I gotta get myself out of here. Man overboard, waves washing over me. Hard time, it's a perilous sea. I'll never lie, anyone can tell you where you can find me. Drunk and disorderly. Well, there's rain on the ground and I can see upside down. Street lamps and the repossessed home. They say crime doesn't pay. We'll take a walk down my way, and I'm stuck here with nowhere to go. Out on the streets with all the other dead beats, wasting away with the year. The ship's going down on the wrong side of town, and I gotta give my ass. Treacherous, the walls spinning round, the anger that's hidden deep inside of me. Drunk and disorderly brave. They got lasers that zap. They got cures for the clap. You can see your insides on TV. They got all kinds of pills for all kinds of ill, but they ain't found the cure yet for me. Out on the street where the cigarettes meet, abandon hope, all who live here. There ain't no medicine for the state that I'm in. Me. Drunk and disorderly, man overboard. you did to me. Drunk and disloyal.
Sun in the morning.
This is another day.
And he knows he exists from the shadow he's forming.
Sun, don't go away.
And off to the west he sees storm clouds coming.
Clouds will block the sun.
His shadow is fading, there's no use in running. Says it's hard to live free, full of light in a dark world that no one can see. Lord above, take his hand, leave some room in your heart for the invisible man. Now he's out in the backyard, the rain pouring down. With his head tilted back, is he trying to drown? Well, his eyes are closed, but his heart's open wide. Taking more of this sweet world he needs deep inside. Yeah, it's a hard to live free. Full of light in a dark world that no one can see. Lord above, take his hand and leave some room in your heart for the invisible man. Now shaking with laughter. He heard a TV sermon about the hereafter. And he pictures a heaven of unseen souls. And the form of this one man that nobody knows. Yes, it's hard to live free, full of light in a dark world that no one can see. Lord above, take his hand and leave some room in your heart for the invisible man.
Say, worked until it told me no more last chances. You got no future at all. But I ain't listening to some black-hearted gypsy who ain't got a crucifix on a wall. Hey, what can I say? Scarred and stone-hilled. Don't push me, I'm a grown-ass man. I'm flashing like caution. Careful who you cross, son. I'm reckless till you come back again.
I don't advocate WMUC FM in College Park. I just prescribe.
Good evening, it's Dave's Record Collection, WMUC-FM College Park, the annual Father's Day program tonight. Welcome all of you to Dave's Record Collection. Jim Weider in the background with Caveman as we started the show with some songs about men. Ray Wally Hubbard, Desperate Man, along with a band of heathens from co-starring to Daryl Scott, Invisible Man, the title track to the 2012 release there. Ian Hunter gave us Man Overboard, also a title track, released in 2009. Fairport Convention, Men, covering Loudon Wainwright III, Old New Borrowed Blue, that came out in 1996. And Martin Mull, going back to the 70s with Men, and Everything I Ever Loved is the album. See How Man Was Made, Josh Ritter, So Runs the World Away from 2010. And we opened up with Bo Diddley, I'm a Man, opened up the band part. And the first track today to open up Dave's Record Collection, Frank DeVol, My Three Sons Theme. Frank is featured in as the band leader on Fernwood Tonight, later in on YouTube. You can check that out with the late Martin Mull. Anyway, let's get back into it. Some more songs about men and fathers all evening this evening, dedicated to Dave Sr. and in honor of my three sons and my grandson. Take care. WMUC-FM College Park.
Around you in the rain and whipping wind and slip your home fires burning. The green hills will be waving with abandon. Parole on roll before you like an anthem. In every stranger's face, a place of welcome. No matter who you are or where you came from, you won't walk among the dead a moment longer. You won't belong there.
Thank you. got a sleeper moment on the road, I will steer for you. And if you wanna work the street alone, I'll disappear for you. If you want a father for your child, or only wanna walk with me a while across the sand, I'm your man. If you want a lover, I'll do anything that you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love.
The little boy and the old man. Said the little boy, "Sometimes I drop my spoon." Said the little old man, "I do that too." The little boy whispered, "I wet my pants." "I do that too," laughed the little old man. Said the little boy, "I often cry." The old man nodded, "So do I." "But worst of all," said the boy, "it seems, grown-ups don't pay attention to me." And he felt the warmth of a wrinkled old hand. "I know what you mean," said the little old man.
Trap is born.
only difference between the men and the boys is the size of their feet and the price of their toys. Always horsing around, making too much noise. Ain't it funny?
Ain't it funny
how men will be bored? Kicking tires around a pickup truck, drinking beer and just cutting up, smoking and joking out behind the shed, cussing a blue streak till the girls turn red. Now, the only difference between the men and the boys is the size of their feet and the price of their toys. All horsing around, making too much noise. Ain't it funny how men'll be bored? Sneaking out of the house, trying to have a little fun, looking for something that he ain't done. Look what the cat dragged in at the break of dawn. He ain't passed out, he's just camping on the lawn. The only difference between the men and the boys is the size of their feet and the price of their toys. Always horsing around, making too much noise. Ain't it funny?
Ain't it funny
how men be boys? Yeah. Lifetime growing up, spend a lifetime in a rut. When it comes to time, you got to make a choice. You know, most men would just as soon be boys. The only difference between a man and a boy is the size of their feet and the price of their toys. Oh, horsing around, making too much noise. Ain't it funny?
Ain't it funny
how men'll be bored? Oh, yeah. The only difference between a man and a boy is the size of their feet and the price of their toys. Always horsing around, making too much noise. Ain't it funny?
Ain't it funny
how men'll be bored?
Bob Dylan has been such an inspiration to songwriters for decades now. Nearly 30 years ago, he wrote a famous song full of probing questions. But so much has happened since then, and now there are so many more questions to ask.
How many roads must a man drive down before he admits he is lost? Why, when a man becomes married, is he unable to find his own spouse? How many times will it take till he knows he's seen the Three Stooges enough? The answer, my friend, I cannot comprehend. The answer, I cannot comprehend. How many shows can a man surf through before the remote burns out? Why does he think that an intimate gift is a dustbuster plus for the house? How many sounds can a man's body what he made before he sleeps on the couch. The answer, my friend, is take two aspirin. The answer is take two aspirin. Why, when we go for a romantic drive, do we wind up at Builder's Square again? How many nights will he leave the sea up so I land on cold porcelain? How men really feel is a mystery to me, and probably a mystery to them. The answer, girlfriend, is driving me to gin. The answer is driving me to gin.
If I remain still, if I am alone and silent long enough to hear the sound of my own blood, or breathing, or digestion, above the rustling of leaves or the whir of the refrigerator, my father is likely to turn up. He just arrives unbidden in the long-running film of my thoughts, like Hitchcock in his pictures, and he looks for all these 40-plus years of disembodiment, much like himself, big and sandy-haired with freckles on the backs of his hands, perhaps a bit more diffident in the way he holds himself than I remember. He doesn't stay long, and as far as I can tell, his visits have no message. Yet even though years of therapy have led me to make the dark whistling claim that he's finally dead and gone, my father, who died when I was 17, continues to be my principal ghost, a lifelong eminence grise, and only my own end will finish it.
That's way too young. Now you gotta feed me, now you gotta need me, and I feel like a faithless son. 64 is awful old. You know what can happen next. Hey, I'm older than my old man ever was, and I'm trying to keep it in context. Yes, I'm older than my old man now. His father died at 43. From now on it's all gravy. I got 20 years more. Maybe I guess we'll have to wait and see. I wasn't sure the day would come. I've been living underneath his thumb. But I don't feel so free. I don't even feel like me, now that there's no race left to run. Yeah, I'm older than my old man now. I guess that means I kicked his ass. But just 'cause you survived, that don't mean you feel alive, and your demise will come to pass. Nobody's sure exactly why. Everybody's got to die. Still it comes as quite a blow, knowing you got to go and the world is gonna pass you by. Yes, I'm older than my old man now, trying to keep it in context.
not only older than my old man ever was, but I'm guilty of outlived my ex. Everybody I talk to is ready to leave with the light of the morning. They've seen the end coming down long enough to believe that they've heard their last warning. Standing alone, each has his own ticket in his hand. I sit